This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just another example that we are surrounded by some real sick individuals. Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, who 6 years ago had to endure a mass shooting that left 26 students and teachers dead, had to be evacuated Friday morning because they received a bomb threat. A bomb threat at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Same school. The Newtown Police Department said it received a call around 9 a.m. Eastern Time that a bomb was at the school. Officers were sent to the school and conducted a search as a precaution, but they do not believe the threat was credible. Thank the Lord. Police Lieutenant Aaron Bahamondi said the school was evacuated as a precaution, and the school superintendent thought it best to send students and staff home for the day. I agree. This is ridiculous. So what happened is December 14th, 2012, a former student, Adam Lanza, shot and killed 20 first graders and 6 educators before killing himself as police closed in. He had shot and killed his mother, Nancy Lanza, before stealing her gun and going to the school. So the threat of this bomb threat came a day after, I guess, a bunch of places throughout the country were given bomb threats. Businesses, hospitals, and other places. Authorities in both countries, Canada as well, said the reported threats were either emailed or phoned in. On Friday morning, the Detroit Police Department sent in a series of tweets that it is investigating multiple threats targeting 2 courthouses and 3 hospitals. At this time, they say it is believed that these threats were received by phone, the department said, later adding that its bomb squad had investigated 4 of the locations and did not find any explosive devices. Police in other cities, including New York, Oklahoma City, San Francisco, Washington, were also investigating bomb threats. In a series of tweets, the New York Police Department said it was monitoring multiple bomb threats that have been sent electronically to various locations throughout the city. Now, again, electronically, they should be able to trace these. There are IP addresses. There are certain pings. They should be able to trace them. Now, luckily, none of the threats seem credible. In Oklahoma City, according to NBC News, a police spokesman said 10 to 13 email bomb threats were sent to businesses and other places around the city. The department said investigators did not find anything serious. Threats targeting a Jewish community center in San Francisco and multiple branches of the San Francisco Fire Credit Union led to evacuations Thursday. Authorities in Los Angeles said it received at least 2 dozen threats. Newtown police said they do not believe the threat at Sandy Hook is connected to the ones received nationwide. Yeah, I kind of wish they were, because then hopefully it would be one sick individual instead of multiple. But this is just another example of how...
I found this on the web for a series of tweets in New York.
Okay, thank you, Siri. Thank you. Sorry. I got a new phone, and Siri, you know, I was like, man, why did you go pee-pee house? I was yelling at the dog. Why did you go pee-pee house? And Siri's like, oh, this is what I could find on why pee-pee... I was like, no, you don't have to find that. Oh, yeah, the dog went pee-pee house. We get complacent. A shooting happens, a drive-by happens, somebody takes a car and rams a bunch of people, a threat happens, and we freak out. We really freak out for the next few days. Then, it's in our nature, which is a very smart healing mechanism, it's in our nature to overcome. It's in our nature to, you know what? We're gonna still live. We're not gonna be frightened. We are gonna still live. And when we do that, we put these threats out of our minds. And we're like, I'm not gonna be paranoid. I'm not gonna be traumatized by this. I'm gonna go to work. And I'm gonna show them, you know, we're still strong. We're still one. And I get that. Hopefully work adds new measures, security measures, etc., so bad things can't happen. But what you need to be doing is expecting on a daily basis that stuff can happen. Because it's when you let your guard down, and that's when bad things happen. I mean, Sandy Hook Elementary, this is in Connecticut. I mean, things like this don't happen there. And that taught us that absolutely they can. Just like the high school shooting that happened in Florida on Valentine's Day. These are towns and cities and communities where things like this don't happen, but there's a kid or somebody that seemed odd, that people didn't like, that all of a sudden turns into a mass murder. Now, I'm not saying if you have in your community somebody who's odd, they're going to be a mass murder. But don't think that just because you're not living in L.A. or New York or et cetera, these big metropolises, that, you know, urban centers, that you're not going to be a target. Was it Roanoke, Virginia, where a disgruntled employee who was fired shoots the journalist and her cameraman on air? Well, she shoots the cameraman dead. He does, and then he chases her down and shoots her. And then he shoots the person they were interviewing. She survived. And this was somebody who had gotten fired and came back a few weeks later to get revenge, which means any one of us, wherever we live, whether it's Main Street or Wall Street, could be at risk. And so, you know, now you look at, okay, well, you know, you have these hoaxes. So do we have to get our panties all up in a bunch? It just reminds us that we have some real sick individuals. And it means that you have to understand people's psyche. We think that just because we're dressed up and we're in a suit, right, and or we wear our, you know, shoes and tie our shoes, and we, you know, eat with a fork and knife, and we, you know, sit with posture, that we aren't animals. We're animals to the core, and there is always some animal among us. And do not underestimate the mental health or mental illness in this country. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, guys, we're to the bone. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I should have blown my nose. I should have blown my nose on my break. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So fentanyl is now the deadliest drug in America. It has beat out heroin and oxycodone, which had previously been involved in the most overdose fatalities between 2011 and 2016. The report released Wednesday by the CDC discovered a 113% increase per year between 2013 and 2016 in the number of deaths involving fentanyl. Now, as you guys know, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid, so we make it in the lab. And it's kind of inexpensive to produce. But the thing with fentanyl, and boy, it is a tough one. It is 50 times more powerful than heroin, and 100 times more potent than morphine. A tiny tidbit fleck, right, or lick of a fentanyl lollipop is enough to get you hooked. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. Now, I don't think that song had to do with the fentanyl lollipop. The drug can be absorbed through the skin, so when first responders do a bust, they're at risk of overdosing if they're not protected. It could also be inhaled in a powder. That also presents a huge danger. So they say among drug overdose deaths that mentioned at least one specific drug, oxycodone had ranked first in 2011. So those are prescriptions. Oxycodone, we see a Percocet. Heroin ranked first from 2012 through 2015, and fentanyl ranked first in 2016. Cocaine ranked second or third throughout the study period. So researchers compiled the data from 64,000 death certificates on U.S. overdose deaths and compared them with five previous years. Now, methamphetamine, which is amphetamine, a stimulant, also played a large role in fatalities in previous years. They say the number of overdose deaths more than tripled between 2011 and 2016. So this is their data set. These are the years. This is the data set they're working with. Hold on, I dropped my mouse. I don't know why I keep dropping my mouse. I know. Oh, my gosh. I need one of those mouses that just are, like, glued to my hand. So, from 2011 to 2016, drug overdose deaths increased by 54%, from 41,000 to 64,000 in 2016. And didn't a few weeks ago we get a report that there was, like, 71,000 deaths, overdose deaths reported in last year? So we don't even have 2018 results. Expect them to be higher. They say they're leveling off, but it's going to take a while because not a lot of push for us to change the way we prescribe and deal with drug dealers, etc. didn't really happen until this year. So what are the most common drugs? Well, according to Medscape and Fox News, all right, that look at the 10 most frequently mentioned drugs, methadone. So methadone, people go to methadone clinics to get off their heroin. But people overdose on methadone, morphine, hydrocodone, benzodiazepines like alprazolam and diazepam. Alprazolam and diazepam are Xanax and Valium, respectively. Stimulants, cocaine and methamphetamine. And then, just to recap for the opioids, heroin, oxycodone, methadone, morphine, hydrocodone, and fentanyl. Basically all across the classes. So what does that mean? Well, that means if you're taking, let's say, a diet pill, and a Xanax, and a painkiller, that could be really deadly. If you just take a Xanax or Valium and your pain pill, that could be deadly. They say the percentage of overdose deaths involving meth grew from less than 5% to nearly 11%. Why? Because some of these medications are laced with meth. So according to Theodore Cicero, a Washington University researcher, he studies the rise of meth use among people who use opioids as a very dangerous drug to mess with. Cicero said some opioid users or heroin users have been turning to meth, which is a stimulant to offset the down effects of other drugs. So what ends up happening is when you take a narcotic, you could get sleepy. You could be like, oh, man, I'm just chill. The problem is that some people want to stay up and feel they're high. So they'll use meth. Same thing with energy drinks and alcohol. People will mix energy drinks in their alcohol so they don't get sleepy and they could feel more of a buzz. Your body can only take so much. So now, what does this have to do with you guys? Because some of you guys are like, well, I'm not on methadone, I'm not on fentanyl, so what does this mean? It means that if you take any of these medications, there is that risk that you could become addicted or you could overdose. Or if you have a family member, and I got to tell you, there are tons of people that are addicted or dependent on Xanax and Valium. I had just as many people, if not more, come in for their Xanax. Look, I need my Xanax. Just refill my Xanax. And I'm like, why? Now get this. It's because they can't sleep. Is anybody talking about why people take these medications? Everybody's talking about, well, pain, pain, pain. When I look at this list, I look at sleep. I look at people having trouble sleeping. There is a huge epidemic of people addicted to sleeping medications. And think about it. You are afraid that you're not going to be able to sleep. So you take a sleeping pill and you're like, no, 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 you know what? I need to make sure this really works. So you take two. And the overdose death, it may be blamed on the pain pill because it's, you know, the pain pill is on board. You know, when you do a drug screen, the narcotic will show up in the blood. So they say, well, it had to have been the pain pill. How do you know it wasn't the sleeping pill also? Why do a lot of people take pain pills? For pain. What's the next most common reason? Fun? Or is it sleep? I say sleep. Pain pills make you sleepy. I knew of a patient that took tramadol to sleep. She said, I get the best night's sleep, and I on tramadol. I go, but tramadol is an opiate agonist. You can become addicted to that. But they said they feel they could just go to bed at the end of the day, feel a little groggy, and sleep through the night. We cannot be having people take pain pills to sleep through the night who aren't on pain, aren't in pain. And then funsies. I had a patient who admitted to me when I had stopped, you know, I had referred him to a pain management doctor and an orthopedic doctor because I'm like, you know, gosh, you're still in pain? You know, what's going on? And he admitted, look, you know, I was using the pain medication to get through my shift. It was really hard to deal with clients and customers, and so if I took the pain pill, they seemed more cheerful to me. So the problem we're having is people are using these medications for reasons other than pain. Now, we still have to address pain. We have a lot of people out there in pain, and we're going to have more. As we age and live past our heart attacks and are able to fight cancer more, we are going to need to, you know, address pain. All right, people have knee arthritis, back arthritis, headaches. Look, pain will happen. It's an unfortunate thing that happens with age, but it happens. Not to everybody. But I think we are really being naive as to why people are taking these medications. And I know a bunch of you guys listening right now have Xanax and Valium in your medicine cabinet. The average American does. Why? Well, because there was a death in the family. Or you had to deal with the in-laws. I mean, right, it blew my mind. Right before Thanksgiving weekend, the number one prescription every year in my practice, with the exception of antibiotics, was a Xanax or Valium or benzodiazepine. It wasn't even a pain pill. Because people are nervous about travel. They're nervous about hanging out with the family. They're nervous about a whole variety of things. Because the holidays can be stressful. See, nobody talks about that. And it's very interesting that they go, you know, back in 2011, it was oxycodone. Then it went to heroin, and then it went to fentanyl. It shows people are needing stronger and stronger and stronger. Percocet's not cutting it anymore. Wasn't it Legally Blonde where she was upset about a breakup? And her sorority sister said, you need a perk, like a Percocet? I mean, you know, in the 2000s, you know, people were playing around with these medications as drugs to, you know, forget stuff and to get a buzz. Well, it's no wonder that people progress now to fentanyl. The problem is we don't have anything stronger than fentanyl. And we don't want to because fentanyl can overdose you immediately. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Incoming House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris will not be sworn in on January 3rd when the new Congress is seated. Hoyer says the fact Harris's victory has not been certified due to legitimate claims of election tampering is the reason why.
This is in a court case that's continuing to go on to determine what happened and what effect it had on the election. My own view is we probably ought to redo the general election.
The House is the judge of the elections of its members and the final arbiter of its contests. Authorities in Missouri are questioning a suspect after a deadly shooting in a home in St. Charles City early today that left four dead. Cops got into a gunfight with the suspect before he ran off. Lieutenant Tom Wilkerson is the spokesman for the St. Charles Police Department.
The suspect fled on foot from his vehicle from the scene while officers were returning fire.
The suspect was caught over 7 hours later at a convenience store. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember I told you that when I examine a patient with a stethoscope, I will alcohol off the stethoscope because I don't want to touch a patient with something and then transfer it. So I would alcohol off the stethoscope, and I had taught medical students that as well. Well, a new research finds that, yep, stethoscopes are often loaded with bacteria, some of them dangerous. The study published in the journal Infection Control and Hospital Epidemiology found that Staphylococcus, the bacterial responsible for staph infections, was found in abundance on many stethoscopes, with more than half of the devices having confirmed contamination with the bacteria. Other bacteria that could lead to healthcare-associated infections include Pseudomonas and Acinetobacter. Okay? I know, I used to mispronounce it as Actinobacter, but that's not how to pronounce it. It's Acinetobacter. Then they were found, the Pseudomonas and the Acinetobacter were found on many of the stethoscopes, even though it was in small quantities. Well, these things cause hospital type infections. We call them nosocomial. Or if you're in like a nursing home or if you're in a convalescent facility, it's very easy to then get this bug and get an infection. For the study, researchers used molecular sequencing to analyze stethoscopes in use in an ICU unit, including 20 traditional reusable stethoscopes that are carried by physicians, nurses, respiratory therapists, and 20 single-patient-use disposable stethoscopes used in patient rooms. They compared these to 10 unused single-use disposable stethoscopes as a control. All 40 of the stethoscopes in use in the ICU were significantly contaminated with a rich and diverse community of bacteria. However, it is unknown if the stethoscopes ever made patients sick. The researchers also found that cleaning stethoscopes with like a hydrogen peroxide wipe or an alcohol swab or bleach wipes did reduce the amount of bacteria. But get this, it didn't totally eliminate it, which means you need to treat that stethoscope. And again, the stethoscope is what we use to put on your chest to listen to your heart and lungs. You need to really treat that like any other medical equipment. Now, we don't necessarily have to stick it in an autoclave, but how many of these infections that people get when they're at a hospital is because of a doctor's dirty stethoscope? So according to senior study author Ronald Coleman, professor of medicine, pulmonary allergy, and critical care at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, said this study underscores the importance of adhering to rigorous infection control procedures, including fully adhering to CDC-recommended decontamination procedures between patients or using single-patient-use stethoscopes kept in each patient's room. Coleman said future research should focus on improving cleaning methods and studying bacteria on other medical devices used on multiple patients. So, what does that mean for you? Well, before a doctor sees you, they should be washing their hands. You should see that, right? I had the, in my office, previously, the sinks weren't in the room. They were in the hallway. So the doors would be open. I would wash my hands in the hallway, come in. I would also have sanitizer in the room. So if I had to re-sanitize. And then what I would do is I would take an alcohol pad and I would clean off the stethoscope before I used it. Or I would use some sanitizer on it. Now, there are crevices within a stethoscope that could house bacteria. Have I ever had a patient that got sick from my stethoscope? No, I never have seen it. But then again, I was pretty diligent with cleaning my stethoscopes. So, I don't think you guys should freak out. Stethoscopes have been used for years. But if you are immunocompromised or vulnerable, it could be an issue. So that's something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a nurse was denied life insurance because she carries naloxone. Now, this is a nurse that contacted her insurance agent and was told her application was denied because something on her medication list indicated that she used drugs. Now, her name is Isela, and Isela is a registered nurse. She works in an addiction treatment program at Boston Medical. They scanned her med list, and it showed a prescription for opioid reversal drug naloxone, brand name Narcan. She goes, but I'm a nurse. I use it to help people. If there is an overdose, I could save a life. Now, of course, I'm a little confused why she had to get a prescription for it. Usually these treatment centers will supply them. But she might want to have carried it because she doesn't know if she could be at a, you know, Walmart or at a grocery store and somebody overdose, and then she has one of her own, so she doesn't have to take something from the place she works. So it's not that illogical. So she remembers telling her agent, because I'm a nurse, I use it to help people. If there is an overdose, I could save their life. So the U.S. Surgeon General in April had this advisory saying, be prepared, get naloxone, save a life. But some life insurers consider the use of prescription drugs when reviewing policy applicants, and they think that if you have naloxone, that means you are on you are at risk for overdose. Now, they can look at the other prescriptions that she takes and sees that she's not on narcotics, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the client that they are vetting might not use illegal drugs. So Primerica is the insurer, and this is obviously now hitting the news. Primerica is the insurer. Isela says turned her down. NPR has agreed to use Isela's first name because she's worried about how the story might affect her getting life insurance, although Isela and her picture out there, it's kind of, now it's all over the place. But the company says they cannot discuss individual cases, but in a prepared statement, Primerica notes that naloxone has becoming increasingly available over the counter. Now, if a life insurance applicant has a prescription for naloxone, we request more information about its intended use as part of our underwriting process. That's according to Keith Hancock, the Vice President for Corporate Communications. Primerica is supportive of efforts to help turn the tide on the national opioid epidemic. After Trimerica turned her down, Isela applied to a second life insurer and was again denied coverage. But the second company told her it might reconsider if she obtained a letter from her doctor explaining why she needs naloxone. So she contacted the primary care physician and realized that her doctor had not prescribed the drug. She bought it at a pharmacy. So you could get a standing order where you could just go to the pharmacy and get them if you have people in your family or whatever. So this is one of these things where it's like if you want to prevent an opioid death, or, you know, you could unfortunately be guilty by association. But you see, this is what I'm seeing. This is a bigger story here. A lot of you guys are getting rejected for life insurance. It seems like a lot of life insurance companies, I can't speak for this one, seems to really be cherry-picking. And this cherry-picking that seems to be going on really affects a lot of people that are middle-aged and up. And so, you know, an insurance company has a right to cover you or not. They have a right. I don't want the government coming in and saying you have to give insurance, because then if so, life insurance is going to go through the roof. But, you know, insurance is designed to make money. They are hoping you don't have to cash in. So life insurance will look at your case, and if they think you have a risk of needing their benefits before they make a profit, they're not going to take you. Or your insurance is going to term before you realize it because of mail errors. I've seen that happen. And then you're like, but what are you talking about? Let me resume. They go, sorry, it was termed. You have to reapply. And now you're in your 40s. So a big question is what to do about life insurance? You know, most financial analysts say, well, you need it, but you got to be careful because some of these life insurance things are not really the best purchase. And so one patient had gotten mad because an antibiotic was in her medical chart, just a Z-Pak or something, and she said she got turned down for life insurance. And they said it was her medicine list. And they said, why did I write down that I gave an antibiotic? I go, first of all, you needed an antibiotic, so I gave it to you. Second, it wasn't the antibiotic. You have high blood pressure. They're trying to make you think it's something else, but they probably didn't want to insure you because you have high blood pressure. So if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have depression, those are things that might not, you know, grant you an ability to get life insurance. It all depends on the policy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys. Man, we were being told that Johnson & Johnson knew for decades that asbestos was in its talc. This is according to a report. Apparently, Johnson & Johnson has been sued, and according to Daily Mail and their documents, there's 11,700 people suing, saying the Johnson & Johnson talcum gave them cancer. And according to a Reuters investigation, the papers dating from 1971 to the early 2000s show Johnson & Johnson staff of all ranks, from executive to scientists to lawyers, knew that the powder sometimes tested positive for small amounts of asbestos. Oh, boy. They say despite fretting over the problem and how to address it, They claim that they failed to disclose their findings to regulators or consumers. Johnson & Johnson stocks have dropped. Apparently, shares plummeted 8% on Friday. They say the worst thus far was October 9th, 2008, when Johnson & Johnson closed down 7.67%. So according to this report, they said the earliest mentions of tainted Johnson & Johnson talcum that Reuters found come from 1957 to 1958, reports by a consulting lab. They described contaminants in talc from Johnson & Johnson's Italian supplier as fibrous and acicular, or needle-like, tremolite. That's one of the six minerals that in their naturally occurring fibrous form are classified as asbestos. At various times from then into the early 2000s, reports by scientists at Johnson & Johnson outside labs and Johnson & Johnson suppliers yielded similar findings. The reports identify contaminants in talc and finished powder products as asbestos and describes them in terms that usually we use for asbestos, such as fiber form and rods. Then in 1976, the FDA was weighing limits on asbestos and cosmetic talcum products. Johnson & Johnson assured the regulator that no asbestos was detected in any sample that was produced between December 1972 and October 1973. It didn't tell the agency that at least three tests by three different labs from 1972 to 75 did find asbestos in the talcum. And in one case, levels were reported as rather high. Most internal Johnson & Johnson asbestos test reports Reuters reviewed do not find asbestos. But Johnson & Johnson's testing methods improved over time. And they said there's always been limitations that allow trace contaminants to go undetected. So some people will say, well, if it's only traced, what's the big deal? Well, according to the World Health Organization and other authorities, no safe level exists for exposure to asbestos. Now, Johnson & Johnson baby powder has been used on our tushies for a very long time. I know my mom used Johnson & Johnson baby powder. You got a diaper, then they would put the powder so you don't get the diaper rash, and you'd be sitting there getting your diaper changed, and mommy would be like, oh, your tushy was stinky, and now your tushy's not stinky anymore, and you're like, dang. And then mommy would poof the powder, and you would cough, and you'd giggle, and the powder would be funny, and your tushy would all feel all nice and powdery, and then you'd get your diaper back on, and mommy would pick you up, and you'd be like, mommy! And yeah, everybody was happy. I did it to my kids, too. I put powder on their tushies. They love tushy powder. Love it. I don't know why they do. You know, probably because, you know, their kids are animals. They really don't like Pampers and being all, you know, diapered up. They like to be loose and out there. They think it's funny. And I got boys. So boys think everything is funny out down there, you know. And I'm like, let me cover you up. Let's put the diaper on. And, you know, I remember, one of my family members that I had to help take care of, they would keep taking off their diaper. They just hated wearing a diaper. I'm like, please put the diaper on. Can't be doing that. We got little kittens here, okay? We're trying to keep it, you know, family friendly. Stop it. You know, people ask, they go, you know, what's wrong with my kid? He always wants to run around naked. Kids do that. If your kid wants to run around naked when they're two, you know, that's what kids do. 1 and 2 year olds. By three, they have to know about societal norms. And so by 3 years old, you know, we really encourage, you know, more structure with that. You know, because, again, they're going to preschool and things like that. And, I encourage structure from the beginning. You know, we don't want to shame them when it comes to their nakedness. But the reason why this comes up really quickly is because a lot of moms found that the best way to potty train their kid is for them to be diaperless. Kids don't like to pee on the floor or pee on themselves. And so when they have the diaper on or the pull-ups, it's, you know, they're used to just potting in them. But if they don't have them on, they'll be more inclined to ask to go to the potty. And I have to admit, I mean, it does work. I've seen it work, you know. All right, if you want to run around diaperless, that's fine until you're potty trained. So with potty training usually happens, for some girls, they could be about a year and a half to usually the boys, 2, 3. Some boys, it could take them longer to be potty trained. Just happens. It's okay. You know, because, you know, boys, they're pretty practical. They're like, really? You want me to do what? Why don't I just go? Honestly, really, there's, you know, honestly, I have to, like, sit on a potty. Are you kidding me? Let me just stand and do what daddy does, but do it over here, you know, in the yard. No, but daddy does it in the yard. Well, daddy's not supposed to. Boys love to pee in the shower, too. You know, they're like, yeah, then I get to watch you go down the drain. It's fun. I get it. a lot of the, as a physician, I don't have a problem. I mean, if people are coming over, yes, please put a diaper in the kid. But if you're kind of going through the potty training thing, you want to do like, you know, a half hour, no diaper, and let them kind of be like, okay, you know what, I got to go potty. You know, it usually you can potty train very quickly that way, and they're done in a couple weeks, and then you can go back to, okay, now you're going to wear big boy underwear or big girl underwear. You know, yeah, you're a big girl. You don't have to wear those anymore. You get to wear, but you can't dirty your big boy and big girl underwear, so you need to tell mommy and you need to go on the potty. Okay, mommy. You know, and they're like, yeah, they just cannot wait to be big boys, big girls. Little kids can't wait. You know, we're big boys and big girls. We're like, man, I miss being a kid. So, but no, by three, no. We can't have, I don't like kids running around naked at all. No. I mean, they can run around in their underwear. You know, they can run outside in a bathing suit, but no. So, but, you know, we really stopped this whole baby powder thing. So the evidence of what Johnson & Johnson knew surfaced after people who suspected a talc cause or cancers hired lawyers experienced a decades-long deluge of litigation involving workers exposed to asbestos. One of the first was Darlene Coker. Coker knew she was dying and wanted to know why. She had mesothelioma. Mesothelioma surrounded her lungs and her other organs. And she knew it was rare and deadly, and she knew it was from asbestos. She knew it mostly affected men who inhaled asbestos dust in mines and industries, such as shipbuilding. But she raised two daughters and was running a massage school, so how was she exposed to asbestos? So she wanted answers, according to her daughter. And Coker was only 52. So Coker hired a personal injury lawyer. He honed in on the suspect, the Johnson's baby powder, because Johnson's baby powder would be used on her infant children, and she used it on herself. He knew that talc and asbestos often occurred together on the earth, and that mined talc could be contaminated with a carcinogen. So Coker sued Johnson & Johnson, alleging that the poisonous talc in the company's product was her killer. Johnson & Johnson had originally denied the claim. Baby powder was asbestos-free, it said. So the case proceeded. Johnson & Johnson was able to avoid handing over the talc test results, according to the source, and then another internal company had requested the records. So Hobson found a letter Johnson & Johnson lawyers had received only weeks earlier from a Rutgers geologist confirming that there was asbestos in the company's baby powder. And that was identified in her 1991 published study as tremolite asbestos needles. So going further, when they looked at her lung tissue, it contained tens of thousands of long fibers and four different types of asbestos. So the findings were consistent with exposure to talc-containing chrysotile and tremolite contamination. Now, I know this is, I don't want to go further because I know this scares the hell out of everybody. I believe the jury ended up awarding $4.69 million in damages. That was, I guess, for another patient that ended up having ovarian cancer. So, as of now, try not to breathe stuff in. And it's not just talcum powder. There could be a lot of other things that have chemicals. I think we just use too many chemicals on us. And again, moderation, but we'll talk more. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.